As Chris Gunners explains, food manufacturers spend massive amounts of resources on making their foods as rewarding as possible to the brain, which leads to overconsumption. Some people can literally become addicted, emphasis in the original, to this stuff, and completely lose control over their consumption. Though rarely discussed by the mass media, food addiction, in which brain biochemistry is altered by eating processed foods, is the primary reason why so many people are unable to stop unhealthy eating habits. Gunners also points out that while controversy rages over how many carbohydrates we should consume, too few nutrition pundits are distinguishing between the different types of carbohydrates. The carbohydrates you find in processed foods are usually refined, simple carbohydrates. These lead to rapid spikes in blood sugar and insulin levels and cause negative health effects. He even warned against some whole grain products, stating, "These are usually whole grains that have been pulverized into very fine flour and are just as harmful as their refined counterparts." Consumption of refined carbohydrates can have disastrous effects on our general health. A 2010 food and nutrition research study showed participants who ate a processed food sandwich, white bread and artificial cheese, absorbed only half as many calories as those who ate a whole food sandwich, multigrain bread, and cheddar cheese. Many processed foods also contain refined seed and vegetable oils, which are often hydrogenated. According to numerous scientific studies, people who consume large amounts of these oils have a significantly increased risk of heart disease, the most common cause of death in Western countries. Instead, healthy consumers should be replacing processed oils and trans fats with natural fats, such as olive oil. When we're not creating our own harmful foods products, we're adulterating existing natural foods. Beef is a staple of the American diet. Despite the fact that many Americans eat beef several times a week, most have no idea that the feedlot cows they're consuming subsist on a diet of garbage and waste products. Cattle are often fed poultry litter, the agriculture industry's term for the waste picked off the floors of chicken cages. Consisting of feces, feathers, and uneaten chicken feed, a typical sample of poultry litter may also contain antibiotics, heavy metals, disease-causing bacteria, and even rodent carcasses. According to Consumers Union, the nonprofit organization that publishes Consumer Reports, it is not just cows and chickens that are being fed poop. A greater and greater percentage of the seafood eaten by Americans, currently 35%, is sourced from Asia, and these shipments are frequently contaminated. The FDA, ostensibly the barrier between contaminated food products and the U.S. market, admits that it inspects only about 2.7% of imported food. Since 2007, FDA inspectors, despite the tiny percentage they see, have rejected 1,380 loads of seafood from Vietnam for filth and salmonella, and 820 shipments from China.